Hello, this is Rich Wilson of Great American 3. It's Sunday evening time here, 7 o'clock Universal Time. We're at 41 degrees, 40 minutes south, and 7 degrees, 27 minutes east. We are now heading southeast. We jived earlier in the day. It looked as though we were going to be sailing out of the wind, and on this jive, although we don't have as much wind as we had the last couple of days, it looks like we'll be getting down into some more wind. Actually, there's a nice little run that we haven't had for quite a while, up to 15 knots, so maybe things are looking up. It's very gray and misty, rainy out, and have a few albatross flying around, which is great. This is their weather, and made a couple of not repairs, but just some maintenance today. Lubricated the shims on the keel, both sides, the offside before the jibe, and then the newly offside after the jibe, just to try to keep those things moving freely. They're under tremendous load, and as well tried to sluice where the got a bit of a leak up forward somewhere around the ballast tank. Although we haven't been using the ballast tank, there's some. There's water on top of it, not quite sure where that's coming from. Perhaps a vent from the tank that goes into the daggerboard trunk, and maybe there's water coming in the other direction. Anyway, boats, there's always water somewhere, it seems. And it's a sleuthing job to try to figure out where it's coming from. Just heard the via email disappointing news that my friend Unai Basurko, the Basque sailor, has had to abandon the race. He had a rudder problem. One of his two rudders, the casing that held it, apparently was broken in some manner, and he was sailing up into the high-pressure system for calmer winds to try to see if he could fix that, and apparently has concluded that he will be unable to fix it, and so he is officially retired from the race. It's going to head back up north into more moderate latitudes where they won't be threatened by as much wind as you'd get down here. So anyway, we're moving along pretty well. Always a bit of a risk knowing, you know, whether or not the jibe was the right maneuver. The mid-pack that we've been tagging along with, trying to keep up with, the front boats are moving away in that group, but we've been kind of hanging on. They're the same distance from Artemis for a while, but they're up ahead far enough that they'll be getting a wind shift to go down to the next ice gate while they still have that wind, and that wind was leaving where we were. So that's why we've decided to head to the southeast, probably for a day or so, and then to jibe back and head for that next ice gate, hopefully in some stronger winds. So the boat's going along nicely. The morning we went from the Solent and two reefs in the main up to the Reacher and the full main, and that's what we still are carrying. We jived with the Reacher and the full main. That was always an exciting maneuver. You do it very, 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 very carefully, making sure that the runners that hold the mast up from the back are those are the primary lines to get right. So anyway, we're going along now, about 12 knots, a course of about 130, and that's good news. That means we're getting headed down some. So we shall see. Anyway, onward. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.